This episode is brought to you in partnership with Choose Chicago. Chicago and no.
Hey.
Hey. You're just a full grown man.
What's happening, y'all? A fully grown man. Spider-Man. Oh, man. Hey, it's C2E2 weekend.
Hey.
And I had a lot of fun.
I did too.
Yeah, we both had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Clearly.
One of us more than the other.
Yep. Another C2E2. More dumb shit I bought.
Yeah, buddy.
this is probably one of my most favorite things, though. I'm not even gonna lie to you. I always want to be this dude.
More than the sword that you bought, the Green Ranger sword.
Yeah, it's a dagger. First of all, it's the dragon dagger. Let's get that. I don't like how you be shortchanging my stuff, man.
You look at it and say nice.
Jerseys or shirts. And you go talk about he got a sword. It's a dragon dagger. Dude, don't do me.
You look at it and say knife.
Oh, God.
Utensil.
Stop it. Anyway. Anyway, you ready for this week's trivia question?
Clown this episode. All right.
You already turned up. I already could tell. Mm. Y'all ready for y'all trivia question?
Yes, let's go.
Here's the trivia question. What major sporting event got its start here in Chicago?
I know the answer.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Ah, I think you might know this one. Do y'all know the answer? And there's one, maybe there's more, but there's a certain event that I'm looking for. Okay? And it's got to do with the community area that we in.
Yep.
So, that's enough hints. You ready to start this bad boy up?
I'm ready.
77 Flavors of Chicago Spider-Man Edition right now.
I don't know if we can say it. This is the podcast where we visit all 77 of Chicago's historic neighborhoods and discuss their heritage and taste the amazing food.
And if you know anything about us, we love two things, food and Chicago. So I can't wait to burn this gas money.
You ready?
Let's get it.
This is the 77 Flavors of Chicago, the podcast.
Yo, Dario here.
Hey, you're such a nerd.
I don't know what you're talking about. I just got here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I just got here. Dario's back.
Crazy.
Yeah, Dario.
Spider-Man did your little intro for you.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
I know my homie had my back. He don't let me down.
Anyway.
You know, he still be dressing like me? I swear, that's my boy. That's my boy right there.
You're such a dork.
Hopefully Spider-Man got you the trivia question. If he didn't, here's the question again. What major sporting event got its start here in Chicago?
Baseball All-Star Game.
Oh, what's up? Hold on. Let me get you the right coin.
My coin.
Damn. Here you go. Yeah. Okay. Shit.
See, I do be listening sometimes.
Yeah. If y'all got that, if y'all got that answer right, just like Sarah, hey, get yourselves a coin. The baseball, MLB baseball game started. Got some fun facts for it. The first MLB All-Star game was here July 6, 1933 at Comiskey Park as part of the 1933 World's Fair, otherwise known as Century of Progress here for Chicago. One of the four Chicago stars. One more fact about the All-Star Game that I did not know about. From 1959 to 1962, so 3 years, mm-hmm. four seasons really, there were two All-Star Games played during the same year. Yeah, and the reason is they figured two All-Star Games will help get the players more pension. But when they realized, well, we'll just rely off the funds of one All-Star Game, they changed it after the 62 season.
I have a question. What's pension?
You know, I don't have it. You know, I don't. Something that I don't have. shit, so I can't really speak on it. But it's just money you continually get after
you retire.
Yeah. So,
but they're not retired. When they play All-Star games.
Yeah, but that's what they were working for. That's what they were working for. But then they said, we'll just give them the winning. They'll give them the funds and the winnings of the one game itself. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. So there you go. Fun fact for you. Dario.
Sarah.
And we are 77 Flavors of Chicago.
Your favorite podcast.
Your favorite podcast.
Ever.
Episode 70.
Ugh, such a missed opportunity.
We missed episode 69.
Bruh.
We didn't call it out.
All that means is that now we have to record up to episode 169.
169 so we can do that.
That's
169.
Oh, dang. No, that's not how that
works. Hey, shit. Nothing wrong with that, though.
I have an update on something.
Go update us.
Okay. So if you've been following this podcast closely, you might have heard me mention my least favorite 17-way cross on Diversey and Clybourne.
Uh-oh. We got a new one?
That has the kitchen and cabinet store.
Yeah.
And the gas station.
Yep.
They're gone. They are shut down.
Wait, the kitchen cabinet store?
The kitchen cabinet store is no more.
No.
Yeah, Aaron told me this morning. Shout out to Aaron.
What? Hey. Oh, my goodness. I don't even know what button to play on that one. They gone. Damn, now I ain't going nowhere to turn.
Well, you could read now, the name.
Now, shit, now I got to rely on my instincts, you know?
Now they're building the Lincoln Yards. There's the Lincoln Yards sign up there, so, you know.
Well, they
and that little fancy red bridge, but
they gonna make that. They gonna make that Lincoln Yards. They gonna make us like that shit. I mean, it do look cool.
Whether you like it or not, you gonna like it.
Y'all gonna like it.
The problem is, it's already expensive to live in this area, but it's about to be a bazillion times more expensive.
That's about to be nuts. I mean, it look kind of cool though.
Like, yeah, but yoga classes.
Yeah, right. It's like they basically calling it a city within a city.
Yeah.
Which is going to be, here's the thing.
We keep doing this. I mean, we did it by the river. That's enough.
Yeah, I don't want to say this because we are unique in our own right. However, that's some New York type shit. Because New York skyline don't end. You know, New York skyline go forever.
I don't like that.
But we can.
I like that we can step outside of downtown. You know,
that's very
I mean?
Right. And I hope we keep that essence. But New York, New York boom like that too. If that's a gateway right there.
But I don't think it's gonna be like skyscrapers.
No, I don't think. Well, that's how all shit starts. You know what I mean? I don't think so either. But let's say 50 years from now.
Let's do what LA does and limit the height of buildings. You know how LA has that?
Yeah. But LA's downtown is dumb as hell looking, if I'm being honest. DTLA is trash. I'm sorry, LA. I'm sorry. If I got anybody from LA, I love y'all. It's just y'all downtown.
Yeah, right.
Y'all downtown is mid as hell.
Speaking of mid, no.
Oh, damn. We'll get to it. Not yet.
That's my little update for.
That's a dope update. That's pretty.
It's kind of a bittersweet moment for
that
me.
Because you hated that. Dude.
What am I going to talk about now?
I mean, you still hate the intersection.
I specifically hate the idea
that it was
that
like,
someone went. Now I'm excited to see what's going to go in this place.
Yeah,
you know, here there's an opportunity for anyone listening.
Yeah, okay? Anybody know? Let us know
if you want your business. Know. If you want me to hate on your business and you want free publicity, free ad space on this podcast, thousands of listens a week, you guys. Okay. These are not little numbers.
Yeah, right.
Thousands.
We're doing big things.
Plural. Okay. Go ahead and rent that space out because I will talk shit about it.
And be certified. It's part of 77, y'all.
Yeah. It'll be 77 disapproved.
Damn.
Oh, I already hate your business, even if it's...
Damn.
Yeah.
This is a lovely podcast. Yeah. This is a loving...
Anyway, how's your weekend?
Hey, let's talk about C2E2, man. I love C2E2. This time of year is always fun to me. It's different time of year since the pandemic.
Right.
Pandemic,
last year we went, it was December.
December. Now it's August. Yeah. Hopefully they get back to that February, March.
That's the goal, I think.
Yeah, I hope so too. Which means we get another one in 5 months.
Yeah. If you guys are interested, you can actually listen to our episode from last year. It was with Chris Wittas, Chicago Party Aunt.
Hey.
And that episode is up. Just, a little scroll back.
Yeah, we
lazy ass. Go ahead, scroll back.
C2E2 this year was
so much better than last year.
Much better than just because people were here.
Yeah, and there were a lot more vendors.
A lot more vendors. Yeah.
Last year it felt like a lot of empty space.
Yeah, it was too much.
This year it was literally every corner had something to do.
Yes. And here's the thing. It was busier, but it wasn't nearly as busy as pre-pandemic.
Yeah, I had never been before last year, so I don't.
Pre-pandemic was stuck. Was dumb. It was close now. Now I bet you next year 23 is going to be out of control.
I really enjoyed this year a lot.
Yes, me
and
too.
Here's the thing. The thing about C2E2 is that I don't know what people's perspective of it is, but for me it was like comic books. Like if you are into comic books, then sure you'll have fun, but otherwise you will not. But that's not true at all.
At all.
It's literally any fandom. Like there is something for every single group of people. Like There's people that are fans of certain TV shows. Yep. There's people that are fans of video games or books or novels. I mean, I met Allie and AJ.
Hey.
For anyone that knows who they are, if you don't, that's totally fine. But to give you some perspective, they're like, they were big on Disney when I was like in middle school.
Yeah. I had no clue who the hell they were.
And Allie played the girl on Phil of the Future. Mm. And I got to meet them.
Yeah, that was dope.
And take a picture with them. But I'd never done that. I'd never like paid for a picture with a celebrity. But that, I've never. You know,
well, I have Power Rangers. You know, I did that. Yeah. But like not like that. That was dope. That was dope to see some childhood stuff. We also met a dope artist and writer.
Right.
You know, who has turned her work into comics.
Mm-hmm.
Caden Phoenix.
Yeah.
She's her first time here in Chicago, C2E2.
Mm-hmm.
And we had an opportunity to talk to her.
Yeah.
And talk to her about her comics. Right. And we are going to play that for you right now. Here with Caden Phoenix here at C2E2. Yes. Welcome. Welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah, first time in Chicago?
Absolutely, first time, yes.
Hell yeah, how you liking it?
I love it. Yeah. It's so pretty. Everything is architectural and the water, and people are super nice and happy, which is what I love.
Did you eat the pizza? Did you do all the touristy stuff?
I had to eat the pizza. Don't tell anybody.
Oh, it's okay. We're used to it. What pizza did you have?
I had Luminati's and then Pizzazz, I believe.
Yep, that's good. That's good. Okay, she checks out, y'all. Did anybody tell you to go there?
Everybody told me to go there.
Chicago is full of good, dope people. We here at C2E2 because you got something dope that you want to hear about. I've read about it, but tell everybody else.
Absolutely. So I have the first Latino superhero universe in comic book history. So the first Latino superhero team. This is also my East Coast premiere, or third coast premiere.
Look at 77 is always on top of it all.
Yeah.
So this is your first time like kind of debuting this, you know, to the outside of LA.
Outside
for Western him, Western,
yeah,
yeah, West Coast, West Coast, yeah, yeah, very nice. So like it's about it's Latina, right?
Yeah.
So talk to us about that. Like we don't see that a whole bunch. We just got America Chavez.
Yeah,
we
just did. I'll tell them that. They try. But no, it's the first Latina team, and they're all different heritages, and that's absolutely on purpose because Latina is like a big diaspora, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So I have this one's my Mexican. I have my Tejana, not heritage, but my Mexican. Puerto Rican, Cuban from Miami, my Chicana from East LA, and then my Dominican from New York.
Who the most badass one?
Oh, I don't know.
Who would start a fight first?
Who
would
start a fight first? Her.
I'll watch you. Who is that? Which one is that?
Beth Ruka. She's my East LA Chicana.
Okay.
But she'll watch you first because she has instant karma. So you have to do something first, and then she can throw it right back to
you. Got you. So it's pretty much game over if you start. Yeah. Okay.
She's got it.
So tell us, what's the name of the teams that they're on?
The team is called Ala Brava.
Okay. Wow. Say that again, because
Ala Brava.
I'm horrible with that.
Yeah. Good point.
Right there. There it is. Right there. Do you have how many books are there? How many?
Yeah. So I have 5 books of origin stories, and then I have 1 book of the team.
Oh,
so
dope.
It's 6
books total. Dope. So it's kind of like I dare not say it, but like the Marvel universe almost.
Yeah.
Doing it right, not like DC.
Not like that.
We all are. I mean, because I love Batman, love Batgirl, but they just messing up. But so you got like it's about 6 books.
6 books. Yes.
And how long you been doing this?
Since late 2019, my first book came out.
Wow. Was it pandemic? That was before the pandemic. What inspired you to kind of get into that?
So I'm a writer. I'm a screenwriter, and I want to see a big Latina superhero on the big screen, honestly. And then so I was like, no one's gonna do it. I can write it. It might be 10 line. I can write a superhero screen. You know. And so I did it.
Yeah.
Everybody asked me for the comic book.
Yeah.
And every time I was like, no. And so here I am with my comic book.
With your comic book, yeah.
But it's just a pivot. It's still storytelling, and it works. So it got me right back into the network, and I'm pitching it as a film or as a TV.
So was that easy to kind of transition from being a screenplay writer to a comic book writer? How different are the worlds, and how did you manage that?
It's super easy because I don't write in comic book structure. I still write screenplays.
Oh, wow.
So I refuse to write because it's a different format. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
So in that sense, it's easy. It's still also like you have different types of team members.
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
It's still a team. Like, ink, color, pencil, letter.
Right.
Instead, and I have my director, my actor, you know, my first AC, my gaffer. It's a different set of people.
Yeah.
But it's still a collaboration.
Yeah, so I obviously you're having a lot of fun with this. How did working through the pandemic, how did that affect, you know, the process?
So we work from home anyway.
Yeah.
It's not like I have an office. So
yeah.
Everybody works on their own desk. And so that didn't necessarily affect the workflow.
Yeah.
It's just the income flow.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Distribution. Yeah.
And so that was a very, you know, you had to work, you know, you work harder to make up for the income.
Yeah.
I need the flow so I can pay my artists.
Yeah.
But it's okay. We survived and we're here.
I love it. And you know what's funny is, like, I saw it. First of all, comics. I love comics. We just reorganized all my comics about 2 months ago. I got a lot of them. So when I saw this, and you were literally the first one that hit us up, we were like, oh, duh, we're going to do this one. Yeah. I didn't know it was your first time over here, you know, expanding east, you know, so that's really cool. So you got six books. They're all here at C2E2, right?
Yes.
All here at C2E2. Now, do you have plans for more? What's the future of these women?
The future is my phase two, so literally okay. Marvel.
Hey, there you go.
And that's my Native and Latina princesses. So a whole new set, all ages, very okay. Disney, except they don't need a prince to save them.
Yeah, right. Right, there you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
And then volume two of my superheroes.
So it's going to be ongoing.
Yeah, and so, I need to have a Chicago superhero. I've been told many times trying to hear.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
we
got.
Two.
Yeah, just head over to Pilsen and. You get it's a little village. You get pick out your pick. Yeah, get some inspiration.
All for it.
So when can we expect that? You know, that's but it's been 3 years now since.
right. So for my princesses come out December. It's
okay.
My native one, my Mexica, and then
okay.
all next year. And then hopefully by then I'll start my next phase, my volume two. Excuse me, my superhero.
So you're working. You working? Yeah.
Yeah, I just
start
working.
Yeah, you're just chilling. You're just right. So thanks for taking the time out. Honestly, this is like a pleasure. Before we get out of here, where can people purchase, support, buy? What can they?
So my website is latinosuperheroes.com, and then my Instagram is the same. It's latinosuperheroes.
Easy enough, y'all.
Yeah.
We here, Kaden. Thank you.
Thank you.
Continue doing what you do.
I appreciate it.
We gonna get a book. I gotta get a book. The one that's gonna start fights. I like
there
that.
You go.
Yeah. That. There you go.
There you go.
There you go. She is really cool.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Yeah, what's really cool is, first of all, she got some good spots. She ate at the good spots.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Points there. But I really like the idea of...
I love the idea behind
the book. Yeah. If you're watching on YouTube, we got ourselves a copy of the book, a signed copy of the book.
Santa.
This was her favorite one.
Yeah.
And here's the five. Here's the five girls right here. A la brava. Very, very dope. Latina superheroes.
Mm-hmm. And each one is, obviously, you just heard her talk about it, but each one of them is completely different. And I love that each book is the backstory or the origin story
yes.
of each one of the girls. And then she has one book that's about all five of them together.
Yes. Very dope.
She's also really cool.
She's really cool, yeah.
Like, yeah, it was just... a dope meet.
Very dope. Another dope C2E2
down.
Say
dope one more time.
Dope.
Hey.
Hey, look, you thought I was some kind of punk. I wasn't going to do it.
Why do you always think I'm trying to challenge you?
I don't know.
Everything is an ego challenge.
No. That was the Black Spider-Man talking.
That's Miles.
That's Miles coming out.
Miles is a sweetheart.
He is. He would not do
cute
what I did.
Baby.
The Black Spider-Man we're referring to is there's the symbiote.
Oh, suit.
Yeah, yeah.
I see.
That's an asshole.
Oh, okay.
That's the asshole Spider-Man. You ready to talk about Fuller Park?
Yeah.
Let's talk about Fuller Park, but before, let's get tuned up, y'all. Let's go. We got to get y'all right. We did, you know, shit. He'll be all right. Yeah, dog. Damn. Just for a little bit.
He just wants some attention.
His ass be running around and shit, just jumping all over the equipment.
I
got my laptop fixed, y'all.
Oh,
yay. Oh, my goodness. That was, I know we about
no
to start talking, but nobody cares,
cares,
man. Nobody cares. No. But I got my laptop fixed. I was about to say, because he almost jumped on the shit day one. Within the first hour, I brought it back home. He jumped on the bed and jumped on the laptop. I had to hold him up. I caught him in the air anyway.
The laptop or the dog?
The dog. I caught the dog in the air before he landed on the laptop.
He's also like 50 pounds.
50
now.
Goddamn pounds 51, I had to catch
51.
In the air.
That's why you go to the gym.
That's why. That's why your boy out
don't
here.
Don't be flexing on the dog. Don't be flexing.
Okay?
Anyway.
All right. Anyway.
Don't look at him.
Hey.
No, don't watch that. No,
hey.
Close your eyes immediately. Don't look at that shit.
Stop acting like that.
Toxic?
Yeah. Fuller Park, y'all. Fuller Park. Community area number 37.
Mm.
Here are the boundaries. To the north, Pershing Road. To the south, Garfield Boulevard. To the east, tracks at Federal. To the west, tracks at Stewart.
To To the middle, 90-94.
Dan Ryan.
The entire, like 90% of it is 90.
Yeah, this whole community area is 2 miles long.
it's like a block wide.
Like 2 blocks maybe.
Yeah, one on each side of the highway.
Yeah.
Paint us a picture of what this community area looks like, because I want the people to know.
it looked like a rectangle. It looked like the eye in Pixar. It looked like Incredibles.
But also, the majority of it is literally the highway.
Yeah, we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about it in a second, because it's pretty.
I just want them to know.
Yeah. I'm going to talk about it. The name, though, came from Melville W. Fuller, who was a Chicago attorney, U.S. Chief Justice, and the South Parks Commissioner. And the South Parks, the reason why that's significant is because the park self-name, Fuller Park, is one that he started there. So there you go. Very simple, straightforward. The history intertwines with the previous episode we just did on New City.
Look at God.
Won't he do it? He just making this history lesson easy for y'all. You know what I'm saying?
Like, y'all stupid. So he was like, they need this.
You know, we just vessels. We just vessels. That's all. We're delivering the good word. No. Okay, let's restart. Anyway, the history. So we left off in New City and talked about how the Irish left, New City area to go to Inglewood, right?
Is that where we were last time?
Yeah, that's where we were. That's where we were last time.
I feel like it's so long
ago. Yeah. Well, if you listen out of order, you know, go back in chronological order, that's where we were. The Irish moved here also after the Civil War. So a lot of Irish moved here. And like I said, we talked about this in New City. They worked on the railroads, and the new railroad house that was built in 1871, significant year, that's the year that Chicago burned down.
Aww.
Now, also, the significance of that is this was also part of the town of Lake Township.
Right.
So it was also with New City. So a lot of the folks, when Chicago burned down in 1871, they moved here to Lake Township in this area, Fuller Park, and the population just went crazy, right? Obviously, you know, like people were like, look, move here. You know the reason why they moved to Fuller Park? They wanted to avoid the expensive building codes in Chicago. So what they did was they built a lot of cheap houses real quick, frame houses, because also in 71, when Chicago burned down, you know, when they start rebuilding, things had to be rebuilt with brick.
Right.
So that was law right then, back then. People found a way out of it. They're still building these frame houses in outside of Chicago, in Lake Township. So pretty interesting how they tried to circumvent.
Why would you ever want to live in wood?
You know, I mean, like, the suburban people chime in.
Water.
Suburbanites chime in.
Termites, water, fire. Like, all the elements could kill you.
Captain America up in your house just going crazy.
Yeah. Literally,
just running amok.
I could, if I wanted to rob you, I should just sledgehammer.
Just huff and puff.
Just huff and puff and
blow that shit down.
Blow your shit down. Why would you ever choose to live in a wood house?
Hey, look, man, look. I mean, shit.
And if you're too broke to build a brick, rent. Just hamster wheel for the rest of your life.
Strong feelings. strong feelings.
I just feel like this country has failed in terms of architecture. Because, like, you have clay.
You said it's everywhere. Shit, you can just make bricks.
Just make bricks.
You know what I'm saying? Well, Chicago kind of set the law. You know what I mean? But in other places, reason why a lot of other places are really defiant. Maybe this is it. They just defiant. Just don't want to do it just because. You know, but suburbs should be cheaper.
You know that wood houses smell weird. They always smell weird to me.
Yeah, I lived in one. You know, I lived in one.
Oh, damn, my bad.
Yeah, no. I kept it clean though.
They always smell mildewy.
Well, yeah. Well,
because the wood gets wet.
You got feelings towards
it. I do, because like I just don't. It doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, well,
and you're like killing trees and shit.
You said you were not environmentalist.
Yeah,
that's pretty. I mean, I'm not gonna get the segue, but there's something interesting about what you just said. I'll get to it. I need.
I just think every pro climate group should target this from a perspective of stop building wood houses because it kills trees.
Because it's too many trees.
Yeah.
It ain't like your house giving off oxygen. You know what I mean? Like,
anyway. Your tree dead.
Yeah. Anyway, as we move on. In 89, Like everything else, it was annexed to Chicago. Mm-hmm. However, Germans, Austrians, and blacks moved into the area. In 1920, blacks, Mexicans, and Slavic workers replaced the Irish workers that came in because, you know, now they were like, let's move from here. We blacks and Mexicans come
in. Let's
do diverse. Let's move again. Now, here's the... the Fuller Park has always been, and y'all, we say a lot of things on here, but just y'all know our heart. So when I say this, I'm not coming from a place of like...
I don't want to commit to that.
Yeah, no. Fuller Park has always been one of the poor areas, okay?
Okay.
So the reason why I say that is because Fuller Park was kind of like a, it was like a reserve. It was like a reserve. You know, they just... People coming that were working on the railroads, if you were a bad worker, remember we told you, you got the worst end of the stick. You know what I'm saying? So that's what Fuller Park was. It had a huge dump site there also. I'll get into it. Okay. And I'm not talking about the Sox Park. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, y'all.
We got to take that back because in a little bit, I'm about to ask them to let us back in so we could try the food.
Yeah, yeah, right.
So we can't be shitty.
Yeah, I'm just joking. Oh, my goodness. I meant it, but no cuffs. Anyway, no, So I say that stat to say this. Check this out. 1950, y'all. In 1950, 24% of the community didn't have indoor toilets.
You're joking.
In 1950. I saw that.
What?
I saw that and I was like, this got to be a joke.
I have a comment, but I'm just not going to
say it. Yeah, that's okay. 1950.
That's insane.
That is insane. That 24%.
How does that happen?
The town of Lake, these townships weren't shit. I mean, like, they were shitting, but not inside.
Not hey, they were little shit.
That was good. That's good. To make things worse than that, in 1962, the Dan Ryan was completed.
Bad.
Yeah. And.
Because it's still not.
Well, here's the thing. No. Now that's completed. It's the Kennedy that's fucking up. Oh. That's the Kennedy. But it was completed by the city using eminent domain. Eminent domain. Here's the worst part of
it. Explain to us what eminent domain means.
Basically, we here, we doing the shit. Fuck y'all. That's basically what it is.
Basically.
1/3 of the community was displaced by the highway.
Imagine?
1/3 of the community.
So y'all can drive your little cars to the suburbs. That's why.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, so the Dan Ryan really did damage to the South Side. Now, and this is when a lot of people get into that context about like how they put the expressway here and that was a way to, you know, just screw over blacks and Mexicans and things like that. You know, when you hear things like eminent domain and you hear that 1/3 of the community, it's just displaced. Yeah, that's insane. That's insane. You know what I mean? Like, but that's why we do this podcast. Just to tell you how the shit was formed.
I go to Lori's house. I'm like, I need a third of your house.
You know, right. You know what I'm saying? Eminent domain. I'm about to run my Hot Wheels track right down the middle of your shit. All right. If you don't like it, get out. Now at the same time this is happening, so we're in 62 is completed. At the same time, that was the reason why the Union Stockyards from the previous episode, New City, the Union Stockyards started to decline because, you know, the meatpacking companies were relying on trains, you know, to get to places, right?
Right.
And it took X amount of time. Everybody knew, hey, let me rely on these trains. Now when you have trucks that can go directly to the farmers faster,
right?
What are you going to do? So... this is the time that the Union Stockyards also declined, and eventually we learned they closed in 71.
Yeah.
Just imagine how that just destroyed an already rough situation. You know what I'm saying? I got some more facts. I took fun facts off of this one because these are just facts. They're not fun at all. The population change in economics. 1945, 80% white in that community area. Mm. In 1970, 97% black.
The whites were like, we're going and we're taking our toilets.
Yes. Yeah, so, you know, in 8 years after the expressway was built, nobody had homes. Blacks didn't have
homes.
That's
insane.
Right? It continues. In 1950, it went from 17,000 people to 1990, 40 years later, 4,300 people.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
Unbelievable. And this was because, you know, they restricted these covenants and these redlining and things like that, restricted blacks to the black belt. We've talked about the black belt. The black belt is basically where they put the black people on the south and the west sides, right?
In the shape of a belt.
In the shape of a belt around the city, right? Kind of like they call the boulevards the Emerald Necklace, you know what I mean? Like, so the bungalow belt, the black belt, the Emerald Necklace, all this stuff. And that was specifically for, you know, that's where blacks and minorities, that's where you are put. So that's where, and we're still talking Great Migration right around the 60s, right? You know what I mean? Like, we're still talking about 60s, 70s, Great Migration. It still happened. We're on kind of the tail end of that, right? Yeah. That major push. So when you migrate, where are you going? Where are you relegated to? You not where you don't have options to go up north.
Right.
They telling you, go here. You know what I mean? Like, you're entering in the community area. What do we did the community area down Roseland. You know what I mean? You're coming in through Roseland, Pullman, West Pullman, you know what I mean? And this is where you settle. You know what I'm saying? You can't go no further than that. And Fuller Park is only 5 miles from the loop.
Right.
So that's the cutoff right there.
I mean, yeah, it's 20 minutes from Lincoln Park.
Yeah.
In traffic.
You know what I mean? Like, so it's crazy that's the story.
That's why you cannot convince me or yourself or your people around you that this shit is not systematic.
Yeah, right. The proof is in the pudding right there.
You know what I mean?
You know what I mean? Like, if y'all still thinking
how?
Yeah.
The math ain't math.
You're right.
You know what I mean?
You know?
So
it's just, you know, it's funny. We're very deep into this podcast, and, you know, I love learning the history. Yeah. You know, I love learning history because to me it's not a, I don't feel like, oh, I hate, you know what I mean? Like, you know, no, it's how can we help now? You know what I mean?
Right,
like,
right.
Yeah, how can we help?
I just feel like.
Bring attention to this shit.
Right. That's one. And two, a lot of these community areas are forgotten.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they're not something that people talk about or think about. They've probably had the same alderman for like forever. They don't have any resources that are pumped into them.
Part of this, all of it is when you think about it, and it sounds, we're not political. You know, that's not what we do. You know what I mean? Like, this podcast ain't political, right?
This is not political. This is
here's where I'm going at. Here's where I'm going with it.
I'm talking to the one person that's mad.
You let them know.
We're talking about people.
Yeah. No, you're right. But here's the light of, you know, what we're doing here is just bringing to light.
Yeah.
You know, like, a lot of people don't even know that Fuller Park. Well, most people in Chicago, you know, but like, a lot of people, I'm guaranteeing you didn't know where Fuller Park was.
Right.
You didn't know the exact boundaries.
It was that close.
You know, like, you didn't know the proper boundaries.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you probably knew, oh, this is the general area. Right. You know, and you probably didn't even know about the highway situation.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Sorry, go ahead.
No, what I was going to say is, like, these are the reasons we vote. You know what I mean? Like, these, so that you, like you were saying,
and people voting know is not political.
Yeah, that's not for, that's
like
just a civil duty.
You to vote, that's not, that's like a human right.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, so, just and keep that shit in mind, y'all.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I'm sorry. I keep on.
No, you're fine.
Yeah.
I lost my trail of thought.
My bad. That's on me. No, but, you know, so when you hear stuff like, Fuller Park, which is a very small, it's actually one of the smallest community areas, but I mean, it's not even close. Like, it's a very small community area.
Yeah.
So you hear about that huge, you know, discrepancy and the disparity in the community. They raise the eyebrows and it makes you think. I will say this: like every community area here in Chicago, community is the reason why things last, right? And that's great power to the people.
Yeah.
Fantastic power to people. You know, I do have a couple, just two more things. The White Sox do play here, right? You know, we alluded to that in the trivia at the top of the show. I clowned them a little bit, you know, but the White Sox do
joking.
Play here. It's all jokes. You know, the White Sox, they play here, and White Sox are huge, you know what I mean, within the community and representation of the South Side, that mentality.
Right.
You know, like, kudos to, like, that. But there's also something that actually was formed in 2003, and I didn't even know this. Mm. I had no clue about this. They do a lot of visitors, which is crazy. The Eden Place Nature Center was started in 2003, and it's an environmental education and urban ecology center. And it was built on 3 acres of a dump site.
Wow.
So the community, and it was run by community activists, came together and said, hey, let's make something of our community.
Yeah.
So that's really dope. Again, the reason why I bring that up is, A, I didn't know that that was there.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, nobody talks about this kind of stuff. And there's another similar agricultural center, school, over there in, what is it, Mount Greenwood?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you have these things, you have these things in the city that are really dope, and they're community ran.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, you know, we talk about the good, the bad, you know, but there's also... There's things like this. The people, the community of this, every time we do it, it's always the people are the
trying,
saving grace.
Trying.
Yeah. Yes.
You know what's funny is you posted a video on our TikTok of the park and the stadium. And multiple comments said, you know, we love going to Sox games, but it's such a shame that there's nothing to do once you leave the stadium.
That's false. That's cap.
Why?
In
Fuller Park.
Right. Yeah.
And I saw that today. And if you're not following us on TikTok, what are you doing?
Yeah, right.
Go ahead.
77 Flavors Try.
77 Flavors Try. TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, all that good stuff. But yeah, I just thought that was very interesting that we were talking about it today and you had just posted the video and that people had the same vibe of like, there's nothing to do around there once you're done. Because like Wrigley, you leave the game.
You
there's 75,000 bars.
Yeah, anywhere. That's true. And it's also like Wrigley in a neighborhood.
Wrigley is literally in the middle of the neighborhood.
Yeah, a lot of people will say the projects and things like that. Yeah, I mean, whatever, man. Like, you know, like it's
like, and I'm not saying like a small business, you can't fault like a small business owner to be like, go open up your bar. But like the same restaurant groups that go to Wrigleyville and open these massive bars and restaurants.
Man, go on the south side.
Go on the south side, by the stadium and open 7 bars. Because you know the shit by Wrigley is owned by the same people.
Yeah.
It's just different names for the same ownership.
That's a fact.
Honestly, I only learned that because I started looking up like who owns these restaurants.
Yeah.
And we try really hard to not go to places that are owned by restaurant groups.
Yeah.
Obviously sometimes we do, but because they're like an experience of some sort, but we really try to go like locally owned, like family owned, whatever.
Yeah.
And a lot of these places are owned by the same restaurant
group. Same people.
Or like competing restaurant groups. And so...
Thanks to Morton. No, just... Right. He do own a lot, though. He the Rockefeller. He do this. He do this in Chicago. Him and his family, they do
also,
this.
Also, congrats for Morton Salt signs back up.
No longer Orton Alt. Yeah, they had their first event this... just you know, at the time of this recording... past week, you know, weekend. So, yeah, dope.
Yeah.
Dope.
Congrats.
You see, just a little pressure got them to change that damn sign.
They had to. It
peeled off. It's like a sticker.
Was it paint?
I don't know what the fuck that was. It was acrylic or something. Water-based. That's what the hell it was.
Water-based.
Anyway, let's stop clowning. That is Fuller Park, y'all. That's Fuller Park. Now,
Slither.
We gonna take a break and then we gonna come back different.
Buddy.
Okay, this is gonna be different, y'all.
Just buckle down. Buckle in. Buckle on.
We'll be right back.
Hey, this is the food portion that's brought to you in collaboration with Choose Chicago. This week we stopped by Twisted Spoke in Westtown.
Hey.
And to give you a little bit of history about this place, it opened up in 1995 as a family biker bar.
Oh, wow.
It has 190 beers, top 5 in the city.
190 beers?
190 beers, 20 of them on reserve.
Oh, wow.
And a huge whiskey menu.
Oh, that's my favorite. Right? Y'all know how I get that.
Some great food. They're open late. It is truly, it's like a Chicago staple. It's been around forever. And let's talk about what we ate.
Yeah.
It was really good.
So first off, we had, for appetizers, we had cheese curds.
Yes.
And cheese curds slap, y'all. They came with mustard.
Yeah.
You know, your boy liked the little spicy stuff. You know what I mean? But like the mustard was hidden. What you think?
They were really, really good. The breading on them was really light, which I love that.
Yeah, it was very good.
It was so good.
And you get a lot of them.
Yeah, you get a bunch of them.
Yeah. Next, we had the buffalo chicken nachos?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you.
Barbecue chicken nachos.
Barbecue chicken nachos, which is fresh chips made in-house with pulled chicken, chihuahua cheese, frizzled onions, and cilantro.
They slapped. They
did.
You
know what a frizzled onion is?
Nah, I know Miss Frizzle.
No, it's those onions that were on top. They're like...
Oh, that's what those are.
Super thinly sliced and then fried, like breaded and fried. They're like onion rings, but that's what the menu says. All right,
well, we're going to go with it.
They were so good. That was so good.
And you get a lot of those, too.
A lot. And honestly, that could be like a main dish.
Yeah. That honestly, after, like, you had a cheese curds, you have a drink, and that's all you need.
That's all you need.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not what all we got, though.
No.
Because we always do the most.
You know.
We each got a burger.
Yeah, the twisted double tall boy.
Hey.
Yeah, it's like their version of a Big Mac.
Yeah. It's a double stack, basically. There's an extra bun in the middle.
One of the best burgers
really good.
That we've ever had.
I think it was really good because it's like so simple.
Yes.
And it's just a good burger. It's two patties, cheese, an extra bun in the middle, tomato, pickle, onion.
Yeah. Done. Y'all.
And their special sauce.
Yeah, special sauce. I don't ask questions. I just eat it. Yeah. Pause.
The burger did not come with fries, so we did order a side of fries. And that was good. That was good for two people to share.
Yeah,
it was big enough to share.
Because that burger gonna fill you up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a big burger.
Yeah.
And but the fries were perfect. They were like crunchy on the outside, soft on the inside.
Yeah, they were good. They were good. All that with the ambience of
patio.
Patio was dope. We sat on the rooftop. You could choose to sit inside. We sat up top. The music is all over the place. If you like grunge, you got it. If you like hip hop, it's there.
Yep.
You like R&B, we don't know yet. It might not be played. But
no, they played one R&B song. They played Lil Wayne.
R&B.
Right. My bad.
The name R&B, he make an R&B album.
They did not play R&B. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
It was hip hop.
Yeah,
grunge,
it was fire.
Metal, like early 2000s.
Yeah.
Alternative rock.
Anyway, y'all go check it out yourself.
Yeah, the patio was beautiful. It was a beautiful day today. So we sat right on the rooftop. It was really, really nice. Even the bar inside is really, really cute. It kind of curves around the building. Yeah. I love that.
It's fire. Y'all go check it out.
Yeah.
We got to get back to our real episode. Talk to y'all later. How your voice crack a little bit on that?
I don't know.
Yeah.
It just does.
It just do it.
Have y'all ever been to a Chinese Cajun buffet that's not self-served?
Okay.
If you have not, Wayne's Cajun and Barbecue is the place to try that. It's Chinese food that's Cajun.
Yes. It's like Asian and black infused.
Yeah.
You know, together. Because there's
it's literally hot black Chinese food.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Y'all may listen to this and be like, yeah, you're right. You may listen to this and be like, y'all going too far.
It sounds foul.
It do sound foul.
My intentions are not foul.
No. Because we're telling the truth.
Because it is literally egg rolls and crab rangoons, but also blackened chicken and jerk wings.
And rib tips.
Same spot.
And hot links.
With fries. And chicken fried rice. Like, I'm not even joking. Yeah, right. That is literally joking. What the place is.
It is. Yeah. Yeah. Not even joking.
I will give it this. We'll start off with the positive. Because you always want to
get the name of the restaurant?
I just said Wayne's Barbecue and Cajun.
Okay.
Cajun and barbecue. You always want the good news first.
Yeah. Compliment sandwich.
The service was fantastic.
Fantastic.
Super nice people.
Mm-hmm.
The idea is unique.
Come on, you reach it.
Okay. The idea is unique. Have you ever had...
I've never.
Asian Chinese food?
No.
Never.
I mean, soul rolls.
That's different.
Yeah.
That's fusion.
Yeah.
No, this is literal.
Yes.
Chicken fried rice with Cajun seasonings.
Literally. Yeah, you're right.
Here's my thing. Mm-hmm. It is average.
Okay, yeah.
It's mid.
It is mid.
Dario said that before he even tried the hot links. He said, it's mid. It's not drizzled in sauce.
Yeah.
The hot links don't look hot. They look like links.
They do.
They just link.
Y'all.
They just link in.
Y'all, so.
They're not even linked. They were separated.
Dang.
But yeah, no, the place was honestly was average. It wasn't. It's not a place that I would personally go back.
Nah.
And I would not recommend.
Yeah. Damn, that's the first time.
I wouldn't. This, if yeah. I'm being honest, yeah, I wouldn't.
Right, right. This is the first time.
Listen.
I know y'all probably listen
to this. We try really hard to find a place. And the place is rated well.
Yeah, because okay? they do got good things. And
they have good options.
Yeah, they do.
What I had was the blackened chicken, which was the most well-rated item on their menu. And that was good.
That slapped. It did.
I wouldn't go as far as slapped. Maybe give a little light tap.
It was
a light tap.
Okay, I got it. Okay. I go there.
It was good. Yeah. It was good. Yeah. If I were to go there, that's what I would order. I would order
a lot of it too.
The spicy rice and the blackened chicken.
Yes, that's a fact.
Because that was good.
Mm-hmm.
The egg rolls were decent. Yeah. The crab rangoons were basically cream cheese inside of a rangoon with no crab.
Mm.
That shit, imitation crab anyway. Put some shit in there. You know what I mean? Like nobody's serving real crab and crab rangoons. Hot take, if you didn't know that, you've been eating imitation crab for years. Yeah, yeah. It's not real crabs.
We're in the Midwest, where the hell are you getting a crab from?
You know, it's just not affordable to.
Right.
Because it's going to be like, what market price crab rangoon? That shit's going to be imitation crab.
Yeah.
And it tastes the same. It doesn't matter. But anyway, so the crab rangoons were fine. The chicken egg roll was fine, but it was pretty large.
Yeah.
The blackened chicken was decent. The spicy rice was decent. The other chicken that I got, which is the black pepper chicken,
that was a straight no. I get what she was saying. It's not.
You know why? And I just that's just a personal preference that I don't like that style of chicken, and it reminds me of. Do you know Panda Express has that sweet and sour chicken? It is that style of chicken.
You didn't like that?
No.
You don't like
I don't like. I feel like it's fake. You know what I mean? Like the breading, it's not breading. I don't know what's on it on top that just makes it like.
Yeah, you say you don't like. You don't mess with that. Yeah,
I like the chicken to be straight chicken.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like that's why I like the blackened chicken because it didn't have any crust on it.
Yeah.
That was like, then I don't know. I just don't like. I don't like that cornstarch.
Yeah, you were messing with that.
Chicken. I prefer.
I understood.
You know,
I get it.
Yeah. That's why that's just a personal thing for me. It's a texture thing. I just don't like it that way. And
so I had the hot links. So I basically, so I had because you get two sides with it too. So
it's very affordable.
Very super affordable. It was like
$9 for two sides and
We probably could have got a lot of the menu and probably would have been we would have been good. Just over $100 we probably would have spent.
Yeah.
If we had gotten the whole menu. So I got the hot link meal. And the hot link meal actually comes when you can do one hot link with one side, or you could do two or three hot link meals with two sides. With just two sides. So I got the two hot links, two sides, right? So one of them was the non-spicy. I asked for the spicy, but I think they gave me the non-spicy. Mm. Worked out for our benefit, which the non-spicy chicken fried rice, good. I mean, it was good. Nothing to write home about. It was mid. You know what I mean?
Mid.
I was a little disappointed in the hot links, though. I mean,
it was like they took a little bit of
because here's the thing:
the mild sauce on a spoon, and they went drizzle.
When I say drizzle, you know what I mean?
And you like that shit sloppy?
You know,
that's what she said.
You know,
you like your links.
Slow down,
slopping
slow
wet.
Down, slow down. Just a little time out, man. Just let's look. I do though. I mean, like the food ones. Like you know, but it is. It was. I opened up the box. So I opened it up, and the first words, I promise you to God, this was mine. I was like, oh, no, these not hot links.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, no. I just knew at that point I was trying to salvage it. They're big links now. Okay? They I can't get through this one.
Yeah, you got it.
You know, but they're sizable, okay?
Mm.
There it is. They're sizable.
Okay.
And I guess I went into it.
What's the flavor like?
The sausage itself wasn't bad.
Mm.
It wasn't.
I'm sorry.
Look at you.
So the sausage wasn't bad. It wasn't bad. It lacked sauce.
It wasn't a hot link.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? It wasn't a hot link.
In my head, a hot link is like seared. It has a sear on it.
Yes.
And then it's like drenched in sauce.
Didn't come with white bread or nothing. It did not. I think in my head, y'all, I was like.
But you're thinking like.
straight black food.
Yeah, I'm top tier hot links.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But that, well, these don't call mid, it a hot link. Call a it a mid, sausage.
This is a mid hot
link. It was an Italian sausage. That's what it was. It was just an Italian sausage with barbecue on it. A little barbecue. And maybe open pit.
No, it's definitely not open pit.
No, okay. Well, KC masterpiece, some shit. I don't know. It was. So for me, yeah. I mean, it wasn't bad, but it wasn't great. Right. You know, what we recommend is, you know, it's probably never going to be one of those places we like go to and get this. You know what I mean? So unfortunately, our streak of 69 episodes.
Well, no, we had the one in O'Hare.
That don't count. We don't count that one.
That's a community area.
Yeah, but we didn't really eat. We did.
We ate.
We did eat, but like, come
Uno?
On.
Uno? Is a Uno.
Stop. We not doing. Anyway.
Maybe Uno in the city is different, but Uno in O'Hare?
I'm going to consider this.
Under that hot belt?
No.
that LED light?
You said under that. Under that Philips. Philips 75 watt.
That's Philips.
Yeah, look, it's whatever
that's
it is.
A Willips.
They got that home. Willips.
A Willips.
They got the home kit, Apple home kit. Hey, Siri, turn on heat lamp.
That's Kirkland.
Kirkland. Westinghouse.
Westinghouse. Straight Target.
Sanyo.
No, what's the Walmart brand?
Shit, I don't know. Select Best. Hey, sometimes this Select Best Foods be slapping.
Yeah, slapping.
They slap y'all.
Yeah, they really do.
I know somebody out here.
Listen, their seasonings are 99 cents. They're straight seasoning. Dried parsley, dried garlic.
Hey,
99 cents.
I just want to, I just thought about it.
Should probably go.
You know, our listener, Dante Cargo on Twitter, he's a Sox fan.
Oh, is he?
Oh, Lord.
Oh.
I'm so sorry.
Listen. Dario might be a hater, okay? A straight hater. But I wouldn't say I'm affiliated to either team.
Yeah, so you got no loyalty.
I lean more Cubs.
Because of me?
Because of you.
Yeah.
And I'm scared to say I would like. But he does not allow me to watch Sox games.
That's not true.
I don't want to watch it. I don't want to watch sports.
This apology turned.
I would go to a Sox game.
Me too. I would definitely go to a Sox game because it's affordable. And you could probably sit behind home plate. I'm just, look again.
Low key, the Cubs are outside their mind for the prices they're charging.
What am I doing
for $70 a game?
Look, if I could
$70 and you're sitting in section 525,000.
But you know what?
You're up in the
525,000. Stop it.
That's their section. That's what the ticket reads when you get there.
Hey, this food's so mid, we're not even talking about it no more.
I would like to redeem ourselves with this episode and
we got a
Sox. I don't know what Mr. Sox.
Yeah.
Mr. Kaminsky. No, what is it? Mr. Guaranteed Rave.
I got invited to somebody.
No, we're talking about that right now. No, Mr. Guaranteed Rave.
I was about to say it's Guaranteed Rave. The guy I met from Guaranteed Rave. I won't say names or anything, but he's
Mr. Guy Dario met from Guaranteed.
Yeah.
I got invited to his little summer party. Can we please come inside and try the food and record?
Right.
Please.
Right. We joking. Like, I'm not going.
Dario's not joking. He's going to shit on it while we there.
No.
He's going to be like, ugh.
No. I said, White Sox got the best food in all of baseball.
You did say that.
I say that. And I stand on that.
Do you think they're a better team than the Cubs?
Absolutely not. I mean, like, are they? Okay.
Are they having a better season?
They are having a better season.
Okay, so what is that?
No. You asked me.
One plus one.
Look.
Okay.
Hey, end this goddamn podcast. This ain't where it is. We ain't doing this.
I'm just joking.
I mean, look, I honestly ain't got shit else to say.
Okay. Except for some Mr. Guaranteed Rate you'd like to come shoot in the Sox Stadium.
Hey, look. I'm down if you down. No, look.
I'm down if you down. He's not a girl you're trying to pick up. No. Okay.
We could do this.
We could do this.
You
want to do this.
What you trying to do?
Let me know at the end of the night. What are you?
7 o'clock. We in that sunroof cruising.
Okay. On that note, if you guys enjoyed this episode,
we just off the rails.
Go ahead and send it to someone you like. And, you know, tag the Sox somewhere. Tweet at them.
Do something.
Tell them to tell us to let us come in and record.
Yeah, right. Here's the thing. If they let us up in there and do that and record, I will never shit.
What?
Or say anything negative about the White Sox. I'll even wear a no. White Sox hat. No. Three episodes straight.
No, you won't.
I said it. If let us up in here, if y'all can work that out, that's my deal. I'm a man of my word.
Okay.
I will say go blank faithfully.
go Sox.
I will say it.
Damn. All right, well, y'all.
Until then.
Fuck y'all. No.
Go Cubs, baby. Then this podcast is south.
Yeah.
South side.
All right, that's okay, enough.
We out. Bye. Hey, thanks for listening to this episode of 77 Flavors of Chicago. We hope you enjoyed it. If you can, please like, rate, and subscribe to us on all streaming platforms where you listen to podcasts. And we hope to listen soon. We'll catch you back next Monday with a new episode. Bye.